Hey, what's up, everybody? So, I am back, and it's been some time since the last time I recorded, but a lot has happened since then. But just a recap, last time I spoke was about my yoga trip to Kripalu, and that was a yoga resort type of place where they had all these different programs and classes around meditation, yoga, spirituality, mindfulness, all of those nice things. And there was even like a drum circle class where everybody had a drum and then they'll play whatever they want to play. They get taught certain melodies and people just get to dance and party. And then there were outdoor activities like hiking, and there was a lake that you can go nearby, and there was what's that called? It was one of those mazes, outdoor mazes, a labyrinth. They had a labyrinth, and it was really cool. But that was back in May of last year. But since then, I have continued on with school. I've gone through two semesters since then, and I've maintained a straight A average, which I don't know how, but it's fucking awesome. And I actually got invited into an honor society in school, so that's also very awesome. And recently got a new job. I'm no longer working in human resources. I'm moving on to marketing, but it's not the marketing that one would think. It's community health education. So essentially, it's a position where I get to teach different communities, and in this case, you know, people of color, low-income communities, the social determinants of health, how they can engage in preventative care, and you know, what they can do in order for them to be able to check themselves for anything, what signs to look out for. So if they ever see anything going on physically, they can, they know to go get attention and medical attention, see what they have to do. But there's much more aligned with what I'm studying. And it was actually a move that I didn't expect. My mentor told me to, you know, just go out and see what the different departments have to offer in terms of like their positions, you know, reach out to a couple directors, let them know that, you know, I'm interested in joining a team. And then when I did that, I found out about this position and I was happily, you know, surprised. So I went through the whole application process and ended up getting the position, which was absolutely amazing because now I'll be able to get to do work that's aligned with my schooling. I've been participating in a program called Landmark, and that's been showing me a lot of skills that are transferable to social work, which is the degree I'm going for, a master's in social work. But that also ties into this position, so that was a great way how everything just coalesced. Yeah, so there's that. And then I got into a new relationship. I started seeing this girl in September, and you know, went on a couple dates, and then by November we made it official, and yeah, here we are. And it has been interesting. It has been really, really good. It's like, in this relationship, I have been able to see, you know, the baggage that I still have that I would bring into relationships. And I've been noticing a lot about myself that I didn't realize before, or at least not as clearly as this, and not in a position where I'm coming to terms with it. But that aspect has been, you know, it has come with discomfort, you know, having to own up to certain habits, certain mindsets that doesn't work in relationships. And you know, my girlfriend has actually done a good job of pointing them out to me early on since, you know, we've met. And I don't know, it's really cool because we'll have conversations around, you know, what are things that we're trying to overcome, some things that we need to let go about ourselves, some limiting beliefs or some assumptions about relationships, you know, this whole framework that we sometimes hold on to that actually doesn't work in relationships. And we have conversations around that just to come to terms. And with the help of Landmark and, you know, friends, family, and also what I'm learning in social work school is that is how a lot of these things are natural, you know. And it's normal to have your hang-ups about, you know, because we live in a society where, you know, it's easy to be conditioned to think that relationships should be a certain way, your career should be a certain way, you know, that your approach to life should be a certain way. And it's like, even if you may not believe in what the message is being given to us in terms of how life is painted, it still does some sort of program to some degree, some conditioning and who we are. And, you know, it's good to be able to be in situations where you are exposed to that and you have to question it and you have to really work through what is it that you want to do in life and how you want your relationships to be and how you want to move in your life. It all becomes questioned and you get to distinguish what is something that you just thought was true, that you learned from somewhere, and what's stuff that is actually in line with what you want, you know. So it's been an interesting discovery process around what I want to do and how I want to be in relationships. And I keep being surprised by the fact that a lot of my assumptions that I've held are not true in this situation. Like, that's part of the baggage, is I personally was very risk averse growing up, and I showed up in my relationships where I wouldn't ask for really much. I mean, I would ask for attention and time, but besides that, it would be, I wouldn't really address my needs. I would just, you know, put my partner on a pedestal, say, you know, how do you say, dedicate all my focus and time on them. And it's an easy way for someone to neglect their own needs. So I didn't have to really put myself in a position where my thoughts and beliefs were questioned. At the same time, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, it's like, I don't know. But point is, in this relationship, knowing that, you know, being aware of those impulses to, you know, behave in that way, I actually get to notice them and be able to work through them, you know. Be able to disassociate from that feeling, being able to do what I need to do and for myself from a place of, you know, what is it that I need from moment to moment. And basically let go of that part where I'm reactive to those impulses. So when I say impulses, I'm talking about codependent tendencies and neglecting my needs, just going with what my girlfriend wants just so that it's easy and comfortable. But yeah, as I work through them, I start to get a deeper understanding of like how I adopted this mentality and how adopted these habits. And it's interesting that sometimes, you know, these situations lead back to like your upbringing, your family dynamic growing up, and the experiences you had with other partners, and also experiences you've had in general with, you know, people that you interact with as you grow up, and you start to unpack other areas of your life. I didn't expect this conversation to go off into a rant about relationships, but basically, yeah, that's been one of the things that's been in my focus a lot, you know, in the last couple months, because I just keep discovering more about myself. Like, I never used to be jealous in relationships in the past, like, jealous of time and attention, that's always been a thing, but, like, jealousy in terms of my partner and other people in their lives, and this is the first time I actually start to feel jealousy in a real way, where, like, my girlfriend would talk about, you know, a friend of hers, or, like, experiences that she's had, and I'll start to feel jealous, because it's like my insecurities will come up around whether or not, you know, there's a risk of losing her, because that's really what it is. Like, I'm afraid of losing this person, so any sort of threat is like, now I'm feeling insecure, you know, or perceived threat rather. And that's interesting for me, because it is actually something that I'm dealing with about myself. And, you know, save the details on other ways, it's just that it's just very interesting to really come to terms of what, you know, I've held on to in, over the years. And then again, I'm, you know, I'm fucking human. You know, that's the shit we go through. But it's cool to come to terms with that. So yeah, so that's been a big change in my life. It's been really rewarding too, because it's like you have a lot of compatibility. It's really just when I get in my head and in my, you know, start expecting things, being vague again. But basically, yeah, whenever I start to anticipate any problems, when there is none, it's when it gets weird for me. But besides that, when I'm out of my head, it actually is a great, fantastic relationship where, you know, somebody who has these amazing qualities and she's dedicated to her own development, and, you know, I really like the changes she's made. It's been really exciting. So things are good. It's just I got a lot on my plate. That's really what it is. And between all of my demands, I've also been working on a speech that I will deliver. That's 30 minutes. Me and my partner are going to deliver. And it's 30 minutes, and it's around vulnerability. And it talks about, you know, the stigma that we develop against vulnerability, and, you know, the definitions of vulnerability, and it's like it pretty much goes through why we resist it, and then it talks about like what you can actually get when you allow yourself to be vulnerable. And it's a really cool speech, and we're almost done with it, and then soon enough this year we're actually gonna start talking to event coordinators to see who we can actually get some stage time and give our talks. So that's something that's really exciting that we've been working on. And like I say, yeah, and it's also been a trip, you know, just to learn how to pull it off, because one thing that I learned from Landmark is just that there are ways to take on more on your plate. It's just that you just got to adapt and change your approach to whatever it is that you're doing, because it really pushes the boundaries on, like, the paradigm that we create on how we approach life. It goes right back, right? So, you know, in this case, it's like, it teaches how to get out of our own heads and our own ways, to open ourselves up to the possibility of, you know, different ways for us to actually take on more in life. And I mean, like, whatever it is, like, you may feel like, because you have a job, you have some, you know, house demands in terms of things around the house, and maybe you have a family, you have kids, or, you know, you still live with your parents, and you have those sort of demands, and then what work demands, and then demands in terms of like what type of life you want to live, like the hobbies you want to have, or, like, you know, whatever it is. And sometimes we think that just because we got it, you know, we have what we have now, that it doesn't mean that we can't take on something else. And then it starts to go into the thoughts, the question of how do you do that? And then from there, you just learn that whatever conditioning we develop gets in the way of us being able to open up to those other possibilities and adapt and readapt to the way we approach life, so we can get those things and all those areas that may bring fulfillment. So that being said, it goes back to, as I'm handling all of this, I was going through like those initial like anxieties of like what it means to take something else on, because of course adding more to your plate is always, it's easy to build anxiety and stress around it. So, and then from there, just learning how to adapt. And it's been interesting to do that step by step, as you know, I start the program and then I apply to school and I start taking that on, then I start, you know, working on this speech and I take on a new relationship, and while still focusing on how I can actually be able to take care of myself too. I need the proper rest, and I need to make sure that, you know, I'm doing things that I want to do for myself, so that I don't feel like I'm just giving. So it really challenges what we think is possible. And also what we think is the right approach to certain situations too. Are you thinking about how you're gonna make a certain amount of money, or what type of job you want to get, or type of relationship you want, or how you want to carry yourself? You know, it's all about challenging what you think is possible in those areas. So yeah, that's a quick little, not quick, but that was a little synopsis of everything, you know, that I can think of talking about right now. But I mean, this is just a catch up, but I think that's enough for today. I'll catch you guys. I need to be inclusive. I'll catch you all, or I'll catch everybody. Yeah, I like everybody. I'll catch everybody on the next time. I hope y'all doing well. And I also appreciate the continued views that have been coming up since I recorded the first three. So some folks are listening out there somewhere. I don't know where you are. But yeah, catch you on the next time. Have a great night, folks, or daytime. Yeah, this reaches other places. That's crazy how it just goes. There's people in different countries that can listen to you. That's a trip. But yeah, catch you on the next one. Have a good one.